Blog Talk Radio. Freaky people, you know what time it is. It's 9 p.m. on Tuesday, and you're listening to V's After Dark, and I'm your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady. If this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual, freaky good time. V's After Dark is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable, and V's After Dark, where everyone comes. That's right. This is your girl, Miss V, the Toy Lady, and you can check them out at DATOYLADY.com. Tonight, I have a very special guest, the oh-so-handsome and sexy Flash Brown, calling in to answer a few of your questions and to get put on the V-Spot. If you don't know what the V-Spot is, sit back, listen, because once we go to the V-Spot, there's no going back. Ooh, before we talk to Flash, I want to let you know that I had a great time in Atlantic City. I have to thank all the people who came out to Exotica, especially to the staff at the Trump Taj Mahal. You know that I got lost at least once on my way there. And believe me, the Atlantic City police were really helpful, especially considering your girl was going backwards in some of the wrong damn streets. Also, to the staff at the Shovel Casino and Hotel where we stayed at, all I could say is that I would definitely be coming back if Exotica's next year. As you guys can hear, my voice is in and out, but I promise that tonight's show will be great. If you heard me over the weekend, you know I saw some nice-ass looking people. All I could say is, damn. When damn. Also, as in every week, I'll be doing a live toy demo at the end of the show. And this week, I have a special toy that I'm using in honor of my guest tonight, Mr. Flash Brown. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I have that dick up in my house. So not only do I get a chance to talk to Mr. Brown, I get to fuck him, too. Oh, my God. And I see the... oh, shit. I see the chat room. Thank you, Don Club. So I know you heard me on the air this weekend. And definitely, Lord. Whoa. Okay. Damn. Don Club, so you can't be doing this shit to me early in the show. All I can say is that, whoa, Lord. Don Calypso, you're throwing me off tonight, baby. I ain't even got going good. You up in the chat room fucking with me. Ooh, back to what I was saying. We had a great time in Atlantic City. And definitely one of the things I can say is that Exotica was off the chain. For it to be the first time in Atlantic City, we had such a ball. And for all you guys who came out to my booth, especially when I was on the air and you were like, hey, that's Miss V, and I listen to your show and I follow you on Facebook. Again, make sure you shoot me a message if you saw me. Either hit me on Twitter or hit me on the Facebook page, because definitely I will give you a shout-out. And I'm looking at my chat room and I'm welcoming my guests. Tonight is such going to be a fabulous night. I know that, you know, guys, if this is your first time listening, this is V's After Dark Radio. This is where we talk about sex, and more sex. And I'm Ms. V, the Toy Lady, your host. And if you want to know how to contact me, this is how you can catch me. You can follow me on Twitter at Ms. V, the Toy Lady. That's right, MSVDATOYLADY. I'm still trying to get my voice back from this fabulous 3 days. And you know what? I want to let you know that we had a great time. If you don't know about V's After Dark, this is where everyone comes. That's right. We all come together on this show. And when I do my live toy demo, I'm telling you, men, if you don't have your woman next by, get something to hold it because I will make sure you come. Guests, welcome to the show tonight. We are so live. And I got a little hyped. I've been doing my hype dance, getting everything together. Oh, my God, I saw some fabulous people in Atlantic City. If you guys were listening to the show, you got a chance to hear some of my surprise guests. And we've got some people coming on later on in the show. In the summer, we were booking shows while we were there. All I could say is, oh, my God, it's just off the chain. I'm so happy. Wow. Lord, you're right, Don Club, so that will take some serious skills. But you know what? I can make anything happen when I put my mind to it, baby. All I can say is that, Lord, if you don't know what's going on, people, I've got some fabulous, sexy guests coming up. And that was one of the things I forgot to put in my notes this week because I've got so many people coming up. I don't want to fuck up anybody's name. So before I get even too much deeper into this show, let me tell you, next Tuesday, I've got the fabulous and oh-so-sexy Nikki Delano coming on. And I got a chance to meet her, and, oh, girlfriend is so petite. Oh, my. Lord, she is so petite. Then I got the following week, Rochelle Ryan coming in. Then I've got on Tuesday, May 14th, the beautiful and the sexy T.S. Wendy Williams. On May 21st, I've got Imani Rose. And you know if I'm going to end my month, I've got to end it right. And I'm going to end my month with the oh-so-beautiful and sexy Candace Vaughn. That's right. We've got a lineup of some beautiful, sexy people within the next few weeks. And I want you to sit back this week, and I want you to have a damn good time because I had one, and I want you to sit back and just relax and have a good time with me. And I want you to know that I did have a good time. And Don Calypso said, "How am I doing, baby? I'm doing fabulous. I am enjoying it, and I'm still on a high from Atlantic City." For you guys who don't know, we did the show live for 3 days. So that was 2 hours a day for 3 days. We started on Friday, which was a little bumpy. And we went Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And all I can say is that I enjoyed myself. I had a great time. I think that the construction gods apparently knew that I was trying to get there, and I didn't know how to leave my house on time on Thursday. So them motherfuckers made my 10-hour road trip into a 13-hour one. So construction gods, good job. You slowed me the fuck down, and I was pissed as hell when I got to Atlantic City because, you know, I did not break the speed limit going there. Girlfriend wasn't trying to get no ticket. Again, I have to apologize to everybody for my voice. I was just so hyped for 3 days. And, oh, my God, I'm just so happy. And I know you guys say, if she say, oh, my God, one more time, I'm going to fuck her up. Okay, well, I won't say, oh, my God. I'll try to say, oh, my goodness. I did not come up with a word for this week. But you know what? I think I'm going to use one of my better words, friend. You know, and we still have to talk about the meaning of friendship because there's so many people who have it twisted about who's their friend, who's a business associate, and what's going on, and about that privacy issue. You know, but I can tell you this past weekend, if you guys didn't know who I was friends with, those people made it a point because while I was there, I had people in the industry coming up saying, yes, bitch, this my friend. I think I haven't heard bitch and friend used in so many together in so many sentences, but it was all good. And at Teta Beauty got major shouts out. Thank you, everybody, who showed her that love that you did. And for those of you who did not know she was my daughter, thank you for the compliment. It is wonderful being able to work with family, especially when you got a daughter as hooked as mine is. We wouldn't be at these shows looking the way we did if I didn't believe in what she did, and I didn't believe that she was hooked and she could do it. So definitely thank you. We've got coming up later on this summer, Mistress C, who I got a chance to sit down with, also with Alicia Pleasure. We have so many people that are coming on. When I say we got our list of people, all I can tell you is that the future lineup of guests are a who's who of the adult industry. Some people that you've never heard of before, and some people who definitely have been around for a while, and they are so nice and they've agreed to it. I'm so off this damn script tonight, Lord. let me tell you guys a little bit about Atlantic City. In Atlantic City, we were across from Star Valley, and I got a chance to see all kind of beautiful women and sexy men. We happened to be right, Kitty, we were right behind the Scores booth, and Scores has a new show coming. They're going to open up in the Taj Mahal, I guess, this coming summer. And every time I turn around, it was an ass that said Scores in front of me, and it wasn't a female ass. It was a man's ass. And I'm going to tell you, those men was packing. And then I got a chance to see the Savage Men, who I took a picture with. Yes, your girl went to Atlantic City and had to act like a fan. Something I very seldom get a chance to do when I'm working, but we enjoyed it, and I had fun doing it. Oh, we're 20 minutes away from my first guest, but along with that, I got a chance to get some nice-ass music. The ride there was nice. I'll be taking your questions for Flash, and Flash will be taking yours. Also, when you think about what's going on, it's a lot been going on this past week. Last week was a little bit emotional week for the country. Again, hats off to the people of Boston, the Boston PD, and the FBI, and everybody who captured those fools who was doing that nonsense last week. Every now and then I have to do get a little bit serious, and all I can say is kudos to everybody who was involved with that. You know, quick capture. I'm praying that justice will be done in this case. And still my prayers are out to the families who were injured and those who passed away, because it was wrong. It was senseless. But I'm not going to get too deep into that, because you guys know that I don't have no damn good sense, and I'll get in one of my little tangents. But all I want to do is tell you, next week you've got to listen to the show, and we've got the oh-so-sexy Nikki Delano. I'm telling you, when we were standing next to each other, it was just like, damn, I'm short as it is, and she's just a little petite thing. But we had our nice time, and we got a chance to chat a little bit. That's the beauty of going to shows like this. You get a chance to chat and talk and tell people how much you can't wait to see them or talk to them later on. And we've got some good things to talk about. Also, for those of you who were wondering, who's somebody who I haven't talked about, but guess what? I ain't going to give you no secrets. But believe me, if you see that I took a picture with this person, rest assured they've agreed to come onto the show once schedules get cleared and not conflicted. All I can say is that everybody who was there know that we had a great, great time. And I want you guys to have so much fun with me tonight. But, you know, I can't do a show, any type of a show, without having some type of sexy ass music. And I'm going to tell you that I'm just here, and I'm loving that you guys are calling in, and I'm loving that you're listening. I have to give the big shouts out and thank you to everybody. I'm getting back in the groove, or as my assistant told me earlier, bitch, it's not the weekend no more. Come back to work, because I have been on work. I've been working all weekend, but I've been on this crazy ass mode since we did the show for 3 days. And like I said, I do have to thank Atlantic City, and we're looking forward to coming back. If they confirm for next year, your girl will be back there next year, and we will have everything even more so awesome. To all my fans that came up to the booth and said, hey, what's up? Definitely, I appreciated the love that I got. For those of you who follow me on Twitter and stopped by and got a chance to actually meet Anthony B, found out that in our conversation that my other half and him know each other. So it's kind of funny, which it was no biggie. Just enjoying that people know that you talk about being in different industries and knowing people, it's a small world. And before I go on my first break, I'm going to take this caller. good. Hey, baby, what's up? You're on the air with Miss V. How you doing?
Hola, Miss V. This is Don Calypso.
I know. I'm all right. How you doing, baby? Are you loving this new voice of mine?
Hey, I told you. I'm going to say it on there what I said in the chat room. The solution is simple.
Okay.
You were eager. You were eager to get back home to your man.
Oh, we took care of that. We took care of that.
During the music break.
He's at work. He's at work, so.
Well,
when I'm on the air, he's at work.
Can you do a remote location broadcast? Have someone do the switchboard. You get to the job, give them a quick one.
Take the
DNA smoothie. It will clear your throat. You'll be good.
Hey,
Baby Banner works wonders.
Well, I could say thank you, but I couldn't get there quick enough where he's at, and definitely they're not going to allow that. I would have to.
Oh, damn.
Believe me, I try to help.
I try to contribute to the show.
That's all right. I'm sure everybody loved this sexy voice of mine in and all. I mean, he kind of enjoyed it, the fact that I couldn't scream. I mean, nothing is better than a bitch who can't scream, you know. He was happy.
You don't have to have a woman not being able to scream. Just make her bite the pillow.
I'm a screamer, so he, like I said, for everybody listening, and you're like, how the hell are they having a conversation? If you didn't hear the show this weekend, because there was so many fucking sexy ass men in front of me and boobies, I was like ready to fuck on Saturday. I mean, if I could have got to Michigan and back within the time frame I needed, I would have gotten laid, because it was a crazy ass trip. It was nice, you know, for everybody. I hope you guys got the visual. Did you get the visual like you felt like you was there, Don Calypso?
Yeah, I kind of did. I was worried that you'd be busy, you know, playing with masturbating yourself with a vibrator while you were driving and you would swerve off the road. I'm glad you made it safely.
No, actually, you know, because I wanted to get back and Tatted Beauty was with me, so we kept switching up the driving. And when she was driving, since this was her first long trip ever driving, she's a city person and just got her license less than a year ago. Yeah, Tatted Beauty, if you're listening, which I know you're not, I'm putting your business out there. She just got her license in October, so this was her first road trip and driving, and she was more concerned about me killing her if she fucked up my car. So, and I was more concerned about killing her if she fucked up my car, too. So she was, We switched back and forth from the driving, but it was good. It's, you know, I haven't driven the Appalachian Mountains in a while or the Pocono Mountains, so it was different because I forgot about that drive going through the mountains. And I'm just going to put this out to everybody. Why didn't y'all warn me? Why didn't y'all warn a bitch that it was 2 tons of construction out there? I mean, shit. Who the fuck is doing construction at 2 in the goddamn morning? Are you kidding me? But these motherfuckers is out there working.
Well, shoot. Would you prefer they did it during rush hour? Like,
you know,
some of those knuckleheads did the other day in Philly on 995?
Okay, if I'm not driving the fucking road, yeah, do that shit in rush hour. I'm not in Philly on rush hour, so do what the fuck y'all gotta do. Don't do that shit at 2 in the morning on the turnpike. I mean, it'd be different if it was the city. Do that shit on the turnpike. Don't do that shit at 2 in the morning. But I guess they wanted us to get there. I was going to get there safe regardless, but slowing down to 40 miles an hour wasn't cool for me. I ain't drive that slow when I first got my damn license over 20 years ago. But we got there. I just wasn't prepared for it, and then got lost in Atlantic City again. I got to let everybody know. They were so nicest people in the world. They are different from other folks from Jersey. And for those of you who are hearing my voice and don't know what I'm talking about, I've been to Jersey before. I've been to Newark.
They can't drive. Got all those damn jug handles. Ugh, driving crazy.
Well, Atlantic City was nice, but the people in Atlantic City was nice. I'm going to put Newark on blast because I've been to Newark before, and you motherfuckers are rude as hell. So it kind of shocked me when I got to Atlantic City and they were nice, because I've been to Newark a few times, and I can tell you,
Newark, dear, but, you know, in AC, they kind of have to be nice to you because they depend on you to come back for business.
Well, you know what? Newark should be dependent on people, too, considering they got that damn tax-free mall there. And, yes, I know about where the tax-free stuff is. So, I mean, as much damn shopping I did in that 20, I only go to Newark for, like, 24 hours at a time when I'm flown in. But every time I fly in there, they normally get me when the mall is open. And there's a mall that's 30 minutes from my hotel, and they have a shuttle to go there. And I'm going to tell you, every time I go there, they get a nice piece of change out of this bitch. I go with an empty suitcase and always come back, and I'm only there for 24 hours. So believe me, Newark, they should be nice to people, too, because them some rude motherfuckers in Newark. I'm just going to be honest. They act like, you know, being right there across from the Lincoln Tunnel going into NYC, maybe they think they all New Yorkers, or maybe they are New Yorkers, and they just work in Newark. I don't know. They rude, though. Change attitude, people, if you want me to give you a shout-out, because Newark Atlantic City, sweetest pie. Police, everybody.
Well, maybe if you sold them more sex toys, they'd be happier. Have you ever thought about it that way?
You know what? I would sell them any damn thing as long as their cards go through. You know, as long as you got Franklin, Washington, Lincoln, Grant. You know, all them people that I like. You know, all them dead presidents, the ones that actually matter to me. If you got any of those dead presidents, I'll sell them anything they want to. And you asked, does Wendy Williams look like a TV personality, Wendy Williams? Two different races, baby. Two different races.
I didn't know the same name.
You know what? And a lot of people were asking me when I said I was interviewing Wendy Williams. I had people actually walking up to me saying, oh, you're interviewing Wendy Williams? You guys need to let her know that there's another Wendy Williams. I was like, that's the Wendy Williams I'm interviewing. And they kind of dropped their jaw like, you know who she is? I was like, yes, I know who she is. CDS. Well, the T.S. Wendy Williams doesn't do the how you doing, but she is so, so sexy. And I got Imani Rose coming on, so Imani, if you're listening, bring, you know what, just drop the shoes you had on in the mail, baby, because she had on some badass shoes. I was doing shoe check, as you know, all weekend. And I was, like, looking at everybody's shoes. And Anna Fox agreed to come on the show. And me and Anna, we've talked before. She kind of called me out in Newark. You guys didn't get a chance to hear that. But she stopped by the booth. And since she's been on Naomi's show and got a chance to see one of them toys I sent her, she stopped by to call me a crazy bitch again. I think crazy
Naomi
bitch.
Naomi has a show on BTR, doesn't she?
Naomi is on Sirius Radio two nights a week. Shout out to Naomi on Chocolate Radio. She's on Wednesday and Thursdays prime time, and she just did her first cam show this weekend after being on hiatus for a year on iFriends. So, Naomi, if you listen, sweetie, yes, I'm giving you shout outs again. You know how we do it. We give that love all over the country. But, yeah, she's on Wednesday and Thursdays. She's adult industry on Wednesday and untapped artists on Thursdays. So, you know, she's got it going on. She's moved to prime time, and I'm loving everything that she's doing.
I just got a text from Ms. Banks. She said, you don't have to overdo it. The check's in the mail.
I don't need a check, sweetie. But, no, she know how we take care of each other. That's my girl. But I'm going to put you back on hold, Don. I'm going to get prepared for my guest, and I want you guys to because Teddy Beauty hooked me up with some music this weekend because I was yelling I needed some new music. So I want you to
sit
back.
All right, well, make sure you use the pocket rocket during the music break, you know, get yourself all, you know, hot and bothered, and I'll be listening.
I'm already hot and bothered, but thanks. Okay, sweetie, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, cool.
For everybody who's listening, that's Don Calypso, one of my followers and one of my people who makes sure when I'm fucking up on the air, he tells me, bitch, get that shit back in order and come around. But before we bring on our oh-so-sexy guest, Flash Brown, I'm going to have you sit back and listen to this. I'll be back in a few minutes, sweetie. Like a knife, yeah.
fuck you
to an automatic voice message system. 8707610091.
Well, I guess you guys know what mood I'm in. I'm talking about fucking people better. Oh, we're waiting on Flash to call in, and I can tell you that. You know, while we're waiting on that phone call, all I got to do is say, we are having a fucking fabulous-ass good time. Yes, I'm going to get my voice back. Guest, I see you in the chat room. All I can say is, what's up, baby? If you're loving the show, all you got to do is get a Blog Talk Radio account, and you'll be able to talk to me like other people do in that chat room. You know, I think it takes about 30 seconds. And, wow, you know, this is going to be a great night. And, well, everything that goes on, you guys know I don't have no damn good sense. Let me tell you about some of these people that I got a chance to see in Atlantic City. When I say that not only did I have people stop by like CJ Strong and Mistress C, I got a chance to also have people that didn't stop by the booth holler at me. Like the Savage Men, they were like, I think they wanted to just see how long it would take me to act a damn fool this weekend. And I can tell you that we had so much fun with all this fucking nonsense. And when I say nonsense, we did a lot of damn nonsense this weekend. Can you believe I did not get drunk? I did not have a drink. But apparently when you're half asleep, you say, you know that, you know what, I'm going to just quit being distracted when I'm up in here. It was so many things that was going on in Atlantic City. Yeah, I'm coming back to my train of thought. And with the things that was going on, when you're sitting at a show like Exotica, you never know what's going to happen. And I definitely wasn't prepared for Little Freaky to come up. And, yeah, he's really small, too. And all the craziness that was going on, we had so much fun. And I got caught off guard by so many people. Not in a bad way, just because it was like, hey, we know who you are. Hey, we listen to your show. Hey, we follow you on Facebook. And the number of people, you know, these boobs, again, got attention. Lots of attention with the boobies this weekend. And I was just, like, so crazy. And all the nonsense that was going on, one thing I can tell you is that with everything that we had going on this weekend, we never lost the focus of this show. We never lost the focus of what was going on. And definitely everything else that was going on. Wow. I'm a little dead right here because of my voice. I'm used to, you know, being a little bit hype. So let's see. What else do we do? Oh, I had to spend money. For anybody who knows about me, I very seldom leave the house without spending money, let alone leave the state. But I can tell you that since I've been now to almost every Harrah's property, I can tell you that Harrah's is pimping your girl. Because I stayed at the Showboat and they made sure that they got more money out of me, not just for the room, but their jewelry kiosk had me going for a minute. And the food, we didn't get a chance to do the food. I really wanted to do like all the New York and New Jersey food and didn't get a chance to do that at all. And it was crazy because that was one of the things that we were trying to do. And our schedule was busy as hell. And no one understood why we were sleeping. Because everybody else was like, aren't you going to this party? Aren't you going to that party? I could tell you, I didn't know what a party looked like when we got there. And what else did we do other than get hot, get bothered? Oh, we found out that our clothes were a little bit too revealing for the people in Atlantic City. But I do have to say this because this is something I meant to say at the beginning of the show. Thank you to the Trump Taj Mahal. Because not only were we taking pictures, but I'm sure that they're not used to having people taking so many pictures in there and outside of Exotica, like we were going back to our hotel room or coming over, and every time we were doing this, it was people, oh, who are you? First they say, who are you? Because we was just like, you know, we dress. And then they were like, can we get a picture? So it's like they realized that we were with Exotica. And they're like, so who are you? And I was like, I'm Miss V. And some people knew who Miss V was, and others were just like, they wanted a picture with sexy bitches. So to the casino, because I know that that's not the norm on the casino floor to be taking pictures, but because every time we turned around, someone was stopping us to take pictures, thank you for being so understanding and not getting all up in our asses, because I know we weren't the only ones. There was a ton of us who we couldn't walk out of that arena. And me and Tatted Beauty and I, the way we were dressed, we really didn't do any covering up like a lot of people because we felt that what we had on was appropriate, which I stand my ground that a corset with a skirt is appropriate. We weren't walking around in bikinis or anything, but definitely we kept it real and we kept it going. I need to know what's going on with Flesh. Sweetie, if you're listening, I need you to call in. He might have got a little busy because he was distracted earlier today, and I'm a little distracted because I'm not prepared tonight. Well, I'm prepared for him. I got some questions for this man. So if y'all don't know, if you've never seen Flash Brown is this oh so sexy chocolate man. He stands over 6 feet tall, and when I was reading his bio, the man used to play pro basketball. So that's why when I kept looking at the size of his dick. And, yeah, I was checking out the dick. That's part of my job. But when I read his bio on it, say he used to play semi-pro basketball, and he played pro basketball overseas. A few years ago, before I got with my other half, I'm still going to respect you, baby, and I said your name on the air. But I was with a basketball player who actually played pro basketball in Brazil. And, ladies, if you've never been with a pro basketball player, not only are they tall, but their fucking dicks are big as hell. That's the type of shit where you sit back and you try to prepare yourself for it. And when I was looking at Flash's, I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I read his bio and it explained everything. So big dick, you know, I got the mold of his dick here. So we're going to see if I can handle it tonight. Something that I have not tried to do. I can tell you it looks good, though. So definitely whoever did the mold of that dick, they got down to the details, veins and all, which was crazy as hell. you guys give me a minute. Instead of putting you in dead space, you know, I don't like having you out there dead. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to contact Flash again and see what's going on, you know, what's going on with him. And in the meantime, because I've got to get prepared for him, you guys are going to get a chance to listen to some of my favorite songs.
Take it all off, baby. never been fucked before.
Alrighty then, we are back. I just got a message that Flash will be calling in about 20 minutes. There was a situation that arose. But in the meantime, that means you've got 20 minutes of the oh so fabulous me running my mouth and making you come. So for everybody who's listening, all I can say is shoot me a message. The chat rooms are open. And definitely I am chatting with the people in there. Guest 128, I do see you, sweetie, and I want to say welcome to the show. You're listening to V's After Dark Radio. This is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, where everyone comes. That's right, you can catch them on the web at thetoylady.com. That's DATOYLADY.com. And if you want to catch me or find out all the nonsense that I'm going through, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss V, the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And yes, my energy drink is kicking in. My store is like acting crazy because my energy drink, you guys know I started drinking all natural energy drinks a few weeks ago. And every time I find one that I love, why they fucking run out of the damn store? So you know I was mad as hell because I'm trying to have my energy drink and get it on. And I started out with this fabulous energy drink called Hansen's Energy, all natural. Shit off the chain. I go back. They don't carry it no more. Then I switched over to Guru. Guru is running out of the shelf. So tonight I tried this drink called Amazon, which was the Casey Baby. I was just like, oh, my God, it's just like crazy. And Don Calypso just called me out about the song I just played. That's all right, baby. We all got to do it. Oh, wow. You know what? Don't have that woman get me in trouble, Don. I ain't do it. I'm just doing my job to make sure everyone comes. That's right. We're at B's After Dark. As I was talking about my energy drink, so every time I try a new one, I got to see if it's going to kick in and get me hyped. And this one, I'm liking it. It takes a little bit longer for it to kick in. And, oh, my God, you know, it's just so crazy because when you got to switch drinks, it really messes with you. And all I can say is that for me to be on the natural stuff, it's fabulous. I feel good about it. But it's also crazy when I'm doing it. And we just have nice stuff going on, and I like my energy drinks. So if somebody knows the store that I get my energy drinks from or know another natural food store in Detroit other than Whole Foods, because Whole Foods is always overpriced, I'm not paying them prices for them. But what I can tell you is that I'm loving the natural drinks. Oh, speaking of energy drinks, while I was in Atlantic City, Anthony B. brought me over a Rated X Energy, and oh my God, that shit is so good. And when I say it's good, it does not taste like Red Bull. And I forget what he said the motto, their slogan is, but it does give you morning wings. They said Red Bull gives you wings. This one gives you a very slow, mellow high, and I liked it because I was kind of having a little crash, and I started drinking it, and it was good. Let me tell you guys about some of the people that I encountered in Atlantic City who I did promise I would give some shout-out to. Plus, wanted to let them know, you know, as they say, when you're in business, you got to support each other. And the Toy Chest out of New York, I've talked to the owner. She's going to come on the show. And, yes, I support all businesses, and we try to support each other. And I can tell you that when you're doing these shows, you run into the same people over and over. And definitely you have to be prepared to say, hey, let's help each other out. And that's what we were doing in Atlantic City because they were looking for some things. And if one person didn't have it, the other one did. And I'm telling you, Twisted Cherry, we've got you. They're going to be on the show later on this summer. They're out of Pasadena, California. And I can tell you with that Twisted Cherry, they're another adult toy company that, you know, watching them set up, they make me feel so tiny because all I get is that one little booth and they combine their booths together. But those are two companies we're going to be talking about what it's like to be in the toy industry, especially African-American in this industry. And we're going to be talking about what it means on these different shows, because there are some things that can't happen that you guys on the mobile show like this. And I'm just going to touch briefly on it. But depending on where you go and where you're at in the country, sometimes there's a little animosity, not from people look at it, and we're going to touch on that because we were touching on it in private, and the out there listening, you know, to see us at any type of a trade show or expo where we're selling our products, and you don't have to agree with where we're from, you know. You know, we're from where we're from. But the one thing I can tell you is that at the end of the day, we're all out here in business, and we're not with each other. We're not going to argue with each other, and we're definitely going to pit, you know, you're not going to pit us against each other. That's one thing that I think everybody realized in Atlantic City, that the three that I saw, it was me, Toy Chest, and Twisted Cherry out of California. And when people were asking for things, if one of us didn't have it, you know, we were like, hey, did you check them? Did you check them? Companies, nobody is out there to say that they carry everything. I don't carry everything. There is no way any one company could carry every single product that's out there. And I'm loving the fact that I've got a chance to meet the owners of Twisted Cherry and meet the owners of Toy Chest. And I invited them on the show, and both of them agreed to come on the show. And I'm telling you, we're going to have an interesting show because you guys will get a chance to hear aspects of the industry that most people don't hear. You'll get a chance to hear how we actually started our businesses, what made us these businesses, you know, what we recommended to somebody else, because these are questions that a lot of people don't seem to understand. They assume that if you have a toy business, just out there, you're doing it. And it takes a lot of work to go into this industry. It's not something that I would tell anyone to take lightly from my perspective, because if you start this business and I'm going to make $1 million my first month, you're not going to make $1 million your first year, 9 times out of 10. You know, unless you have a big name that can do. And that's one of the things that, you know, a lot of people don't understand, is that we invest our own money into these businesses. No one gives us these products. They're not on consignment. You know, what you see at our booth are products that we've bought. And if you don't understand that, at the end of the day, our bills have to be paid. We have to pay our bills. We have to pay our mortgages. We have to pay our car notes. The same things that you do, we have to pay. So when you go up into
okay, can you guys hear me? This is your girl, Miss Rita Toy Lady, and I'm hoping, also hoping that you guys can hear everything that's going on, because we are having a few technical difficulties tonight. We're waiting on our guests to call in, and I hope that you can hear me. We've had some technical problems. Oh, my goodness. How are you guys doing tonight? Wow, I know I feel like I'm doing some dead air, so definitely I'm going to apologize. This is something that we could not prevent tonight from happening in the middle of the show, but as they say, we try to take care of everything and make sure that we got it going on. If you guys can hear me in chat room, someone raise your hand, let me know what's going on, kind of get a guest to call in. We were told earlier that there were some problems, so we're checking on this. Definitely trying to get everything up and going again. Wow. Can you guys hear me? We are having some serious technical difficulties, and I'm trying to get you back up. And I'm apologizing for everything that's going on, because definitely we did not anticipate this today.
Hey, people, I'm back, and I'm so sorry for what happened. We had some technical difficulties, but I'm back, and I want to say thank you for hanging on with us. Sometimes these things happen, and I'm going to try to call our guests now because we did not anticipate this happening. So please bear with me, and again, I'm so sorry. This is Ms. V, the Toy Lady, and you're listening to V's After Dark Radio, where everyone comes.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8707.
Oh, my God. I want to thank you guys for bearing with us tonight. You know, as they say, everything we cannot prevent. And I want to say thank you for being here with us, because I'm having so much fun, and I'm Ms. V, the Toy Lady. I'm your host of V's After Dark Radio. And believe me, this is where we talk about sex, sex, and more sex. And all I can say is thank you for being here with us. Thank you for bearing with our technical difficulties. And definitely thank you for bearing with my nonsense. You know, we've got all these little things going on, and sometimes it takes us a minute to get things back up and going. But I want to apologize to you, and I want to let you know that we are having wild problems tonight. Wow, this is one of those things where we can never prevent it. And if you're out there and you can hear me, just let me know. If I've got anybody listening, the call-in number is 646-716-8041. We're up, we're back, we're on the air, we're trying to get some things going on. But definitely, I want to talk to you. And to ensure that you can hear me, just let me know. I'm going to bring back up the chat room. And this is your girl, Miss V, the Toy Lady.
Back in power shorts, take you to the bedroom.
Hey, people, this is your girl, Miss V, and I am back, and I have on the line with me the beautiful and, oh, my God, so handsome and, yeah, big dick, Flash Brown. Welcome to the show, baby. How you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the nice compliment, too.
Oh, I'm checking that out. I'm doing okay tonight, baby. You know,
yeah.
I want to say, for my listeners who don't know who you are or what you're about, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself?
I'm Flash Brown, of course. I came in the industry about going on 3 years now. And when I got in the industry, it was kind of like a slow pace for me, industry-wise for my career. But as soon as I got a hang of things, everything took off for me immediately, and my career took off with awards and nominations and whatnot. But so far, it's been like a good season, a good career thus far.
Well, I love the way you say a good season, because I read in your bio that you played pro ball overseas and semi-pro here. So, you know, what made you go from being a pro baller to porn? Because, you know, those two don't normally go hand. You know, either you're a pro baller, and every pro baller I know went and taught. I didn't know they went into porn. So.
Nah. I mean, you know, so I've been playing ball my whole life, college ball. I mean, high school, you know, AAU to college to semi-pro to, you know, overseas, whatever, and all that. So, you know, I mean, I had a good drive. I had a good, you know what I'm saying, drive. I was thinking about maybe possibly going back to ball. But it's not 100% on paper yet, you know what I'm saying, my agent and me force that. But right now, I'm focusing on, you know what I'm saying, the porn thing. And I do modeling, too, also. So I'm focusing on that. And, you know, who wouldn't want to be in porn? I love pussy. I mean, who don't like pussy?
Well, I love pussy, too, so I know what you mean about that. I love pussy and dick, so I'm just all around with that. How'd you come up with your name? I want to ask you, how'd you come up with the name Flash Brown? Because, that, you know, I think of Flash Gordon, yeah, everybody is telling my age.
Yeah, but Flash, my nickname for playing basketball, playing ball. It was a nickname given to me because of my quickness, of course. And, you know, Brown, you know, is related to my last name. So, you know, I got both names together, then boom.
Well, wow. Well, I was checking out some of your stuff, and you've got, you know, your own production company now. You know, what made you do that?
Production company, it took off from, like maybe a year and a half in the adult industry. I got that because I wasn't, like, mainly focusing on being just a performer in the industry. I wanted to do other things also. I wanted to help out other talent. I wanted to, like, eventually move over to be behind the camera, to direct more, edit and whatnot, and leave the focus to everybody else.
I hear that. Well,
you know, it's big. I mean, it's more money to be made on the production side, of course, the movies and all that. I mean, you can make a certain amount of money performing, but you make more money, of course, when you got the project in your own hands. And when you put your own project, part of whatever, you got more power and you got more money coming to you.
Definitely, I feel you on that. What are some of the movies that you've done?
I mean, what now? Excuse me.
What are some of the movies that you've been in?
Oof, man, a lot. I think over 200 right now, I believe. I think it's closer to 200, about that. You can go Google it and Google Flash Brown XXX movies and a selection of movies just pop up about from the last couple of years that I've been in.
Well, what was your favorite movie that you did?
My favorite performer, the favorite person I performed with, or
the actual movie. I mean, the favorite. What is your most favorite movie? Because I know you got to have one that you did that just stands out. That you know, say this is the one
I did for my company with Flat Brown Productions. It got nominated last year for your best ethnic black release. Nominated, so that's like that comes out first in my mind because it was it's called Double Jeopardy, Triple X.
Wow.
And it's like the whole DVD movies consist of me with two lovely females, of course, through the whole movie. So nothing but threesomes. I had a good time shooting that one.
Wow. My question to you.
Two pussies. So what now?
My next question to you is, have you ever gone on set and it just beats mind that you absolutely will not fuck, you will not work with them at all? You know, maybe they had a stank pussy or something was not clicking. Have you ever had anybody that you just didn't click with on set?
You said stank pussy. I never came across a stank ass pussy, so you know I'm good on that. Luckily, you know, I've been tagged up with beautiful young ladies, you know, and so. I mean, and once you get a good attraction with each other, good chemistry going, that scene would be excellent. It'd be good. It'd be more smooth. So, but it never was a time that I've been on set and like, nah, I'm not gonna smash that. You know? especially when that monkey opens and them legs spread, I gotta hop up in that thing.
That's what that's about.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to my show, but, you know, in my show, I do a segment called The V-Spot, and I want to prepare you before we go there. We're not going there yet, but I want to prepare you for The V-Spot, because with The V-Spot, that's where I get all up in your business, baby. I don't ask anything that's off limits, but I'm, you know, I want you to be prepared. I'm going to get up in that damn business of yours. It's all fun, though, but it's unscripted. I got a question for you. Have you ever agreed to meet one of your fans?
No.
And
at a
being
function, at a function?
No,
like
I'm
a,
talking
like
about
a,
pri- well, you know how
it's like
people,
a private.
Yeah.
Like private sessions with the with my fan, or I mean,
yeah.
What do you mean?
Privately, like you know, where a fan has contacted you and they'll say, oh, well, I'm going to be in such and such a city. Can we meet?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Repeat that again. I'm in my car driving right now, and I'm kind of in traffic. Repeat that again. Repeat that question.
Okay. Has a fan ever hit you up, and let's say they know that what city you're going to be in, and they say they're going to be in that city, and have they ever asked to meet you when you're in that particular city, not at a function,
but
privately?
I've had plenty of questions like that, but I don't believe I have met up with a fan before, just out the blue, not knowing who this person is I'm meeting, and I run into fans of mine, of course, out in public, general public and whatnot, and they come respectfully and say hello to me, ask for an autograph or a picture, and that's that. But I never agreed, like, okay, well, somebody hit me on my Facebook page or Twitter, like, hey, Flash, I want to meet you. Can I meet you over here at this club right here or whatever it may be? Nah, I don't too much trust it.
I hear you.
that was some of the thrills there, you know. So, yeah. I mean, I'm a cool, laid-back guy. I'm not Hollywood at all. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If I meet you, I meet you. Most people that have met me know that. I'm very low-key. I'm very hospitable. I'm very, you know what I'm saying, down-earth type of guy. So when you do meet me, shit, show respect, I show respect back.
Well, definitely. I can't wait till I get my chance to meet you. But I ain't going to act like no fan. I'm letting you know. I don't act like too many fans anyway, and normally when I'm out there, I'm at the different functions. So definitely that face-to-face meeting is something that I'm looking forward to. But I won't ambush you, I promise, unless you want me to. Well, you know, you have been in the industry such a short amount of time compared to a lot of people, but I have next to me Yo Dick. And I want to know what made you... I've been talking about this dick before we got on the air. I've been talking about this bitch is big. I mean, that's all I can do is say. It's big as hell. And I've dated a baller. So when I hadn't looked at your bio when I ordered it, because, you know, I am the toy lady and I sell toys. And at the end of this show, I do a live toy demo. And I told all my listeners that I was going to catch you off guard because you had no idea that I was going to use your toy as my toy demo at the end of the show. But this bitch is big. You know, what made you go and do that? Because like I said, you do have a baller dick. I dated ballers. I know what ballers dick look like. This is a baller dick. What made you do that? Because I don't know how many bitches can handle that.
Well, thank you for the compliments again. But, I mean, it was a good business. It was a good business move on my part to go ahead and sign their contract to negotiate their deals with Icon Brands, the name of the company that makes it. I signed with Icon Brands. It was a good, you know what I'm saying, good business move on my part to put that out for me and also to put it out for my fans to have to get close up and personal with me from a distance. From people that can't, you know, get the real deal. Now you got a sample of the real deal, and you can do use it as you may.
Well, definitely, we're going to see how much I could take at the end of this demo because that's not something that I was anticipating when I got it. They do the molds, but they don't always be that realistic. And this one, they did an excellent job on with the veins and everything. I was like, damn.
Oh, yeah. I was very impressed, too, myself when I got it, actually. When I got my first, I mean, they gave me a replica piece for free, you know, when I got it made. And when I saw it, I was tripped out about it, you know what I'm saying, about the material of it and how it really feels and how detailed every inch of it is, like, exactly just like me. So I was tripping.
Yes, and ladies, he is circumcised. See, you know, that's one of them things that we ladies be concerned about. Yeah, they did it to the T, even where it's circumcised, and you got the hole at the top. I've been admiring it, 'cause I'm like, damn, you know, when you see something like that and to see a product with that much detail in it. You know,
right.
Like I said, at the end of the show, I'll be doing that live demo. So for everybody who's listening, this is your girl, Missy, and I will get a chance to get a little bit of Flash Brown up inside of me tonight. He didn't know that was going to happen, but we can see how much I can ride without getting in trouble. Yeah, you have to speak to the show, baby. I make everybody come. This is about being happy.
Yeah, all the homies got to have. All the homies got to get some. All the homies got to have fun, too. Let's make it happen.
Well, like I said, tonight for you guys who are listening, and let me give out my quick apology to the folks in the chat room. We're having some technical difficulties tonight, so it's like if you were in the chat room and got kicked out, I'm sorry. If you were listening, you know, call back in. Remember, Flash is going to take some of your questions. All you got to do is call in 646-716-8041. And with that, I got some more questions for Flash because we started this interview a little bit late, but y'all know how I do it. I keep it rolling. I keep it strolling. With all that, Flash, we've already talked about you being a baller. And like I said, I got the privilege of seeing the bio. I do my research. But for those of you who don't know how tall you are or who don't know how tall typical ballers are, tell us how tall you are.
Well, I'm 6'6".
Damn, that's
six,
a lot of...
230 pounds, 230.
Wow, that's a lot of damn man. All I could say. See, I just came back from Atlantic City, and I'm trying not to get myself back in trouble. I just drove back yesterday. I was at Exotica, and I had to calm myself down from all the dick around me. Now you're going to get me back excited.
Oh, yeah. How was Exotica? I've never been to Exotica out there.
It was actually in Atlantic City this past weekend, and I did the show live there. Got a chance to see some of everybody, CJ Strong, Evan.
Okay.
Oh, God, I'm right. Let me not do that name wrong because I just, that's mine. But I got a chance to see James Dean and actually Roxy Reynolds, Sarah J, all of them were out there. I saw Nikki Delano. You know, it's Exotica is great. If you know, I was kind of shocked that you weren't there, but we had a great time. This was the first time it was in Atlantic City, and the raspy voice came from me being on the air for 3 days out there and acting silly with everybody. And getting myself in trouble. Came home, I had to pay for that trouble. I was on the air yelling that I was coming to fuck somebody when I got home, and we took care of that. Since Don Calypso, if you're still listening, yes, dear. I know you asked me earlier. Yes, I did take care of that when I hit the Michigan State line. He might not have been waiting because we had some international issues going on that I didn't realize this weekend. But between the international lines and the state lines, we took care of that, Don Calypso. Since I know you were listening, you know, I just have to shout out all my fans. But, Flash, I'm going to ask you, how is it? I know, like I said, being a baller, you're already used to being recognized. But being in the porn industry, is there anybody from when you were balling who do not know that you do porn now that recognize you and still come up to you, and then when they find out you do porn, are even more on that dick of yours?
My homies, though, some of my ex teammates, they you know, went across the film and tune, be like, damn, brain, they using the porn industry like that, you know. So I get a few of those, and they trip out a little bit, and then they go back, you know what I'm saying, do what they do, you know what I'm saying, with their little teeth and whatnot. But I get a few of those. I get family members too, also, that don't know I'm in the porn industry. I get a few crazy calls about it when they flaming through a few channels and whatnot, and they see something, a movie, pick up a movie they buy, and they see me on it, they trip out, and you're going to have it all the time. For the women, for the dick game, for the pussy game, of course, has elevated, of course, you know what I'm saying, because they are more out there to be seen and saw and heard of. So, you know, once they see me in action, you know, the pussy game step up a little bit.
Speaking of that, you know, this is a question that I know a lot of my female listeners want to know. And I know some, you know what, I heard through the grapevine, because I do my research, you have a very big gay fan club. And and they love you. I mean, I've talked to some people, and they, you know, were happy as hell you were coming on the show. And you know, a lot of male performers don't have a big gay base. You know, how do you feel about that? I mean, how do you handle that? Because, like I said, you're like one of the few crossovers, you know, for the gay men to love you, that is like so fabulous. And, I mean, I'm sure that the gay men are loving that I got this dick, you know. So how much do you love your gay fans? Because I'm telling you, them motherfuckers make sure the people stay working. I know they make sure I stay working.
Yeah, I mean, on the business side of it, I mean, everybody, you know what I'm saying, spend money. A dollar's a dollar, regardless where it's coming from. So I'm not, you know what I'm saying, just mental on what kind of person that person is, what type of person that person is, who is, like, buying Flash product or whatnot, or fans of mine either. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, biased about, I don't have issues with gay people at all, even though I'm straight, you know, but, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I love my gay friends, all of them. So I thank them all for support, you know what I'm saying? And I am aware that, you know, I got a big, big fan gay base, you know. And I appreciate the love. They give me.
Most definitely. Shout out to all my rainbow people. You guys know that I love you, especially that bitch who was working in front of my booth at Exotica. Bitch was working it well with the hula hoop. Yes, sweetie, I called you out because you were working that hula hoop in front of my booth, and I was loving it. Bitch worked it. Oh, I Oh, my God. All I got, I just got so many questions for you, and I know we're, like, short on time tonight because of our schedules, and naturally we had some technical difficulties. But I think that I'm going to now, before I go there, I ain't going to go to the V-spot because once I go there, I can't come back out. That's a promise in this show. Once we go there, we don't come back out. But my question to you, who is your favorite porn actor that you worked with?
So you got me, and my back hit the wall now with that one. If I name out one girl, the rest of them gonna get upset with me. Let me see. Let me think.
Well, give me your top three. How about that? That way, one person doesn't feel singled out. Just your top three in no particular order.
I'm about to say Taylor Wayne. I'm about to say Naomi Banks.
Ooh.
I'm about to say, let me see. What was I listening with? Stacey Lane. That was a good scene.
Well, and
I mean, out of those three,
everybody is still in the industry. I know Stacey has been in and out for the past year or so, and Naomi just did her, she just came back off a hiatus this past weekend, did her first show, and Taylor Wayne, I haven't had a chance to talk to, so you did three fabulous women. See, ladies, he asked not to be pinned down to one, so I asked for his top three, and he has a great top three. I have another question for you. Like I said, I'm the toy lady, so I always ask my guests, men or women, I always ask the same question. What is the favorite, your favorite toy outside of that dick of yours that you like to either play with or watch someone play with?
I like the ass beads.
You like them anal beads? Wow.
Yeah, pull that thing down in slow motion, watch you all oiled up and spread it wide open, playing with that pussy.
Okay, and, ladies, now you know, now we know he's an ass man. So all y'all listening, you're trying to give a flash, make sure you have some anal beads. I sell those too, y'all, so gotta get that plug in. Go to the website. I got all them anal beads, and if you don't see the size you want, I can get them. Since you know he an ass man, you want to impress Flash. Take it up the ass. I was watching some of your scenes today. I mean, you like, I don't know how, and ladies, this is no disrespect for y'all, for those in the industry listening, but bitches taking that dick up in their ass like it's fucking Kool-Aid, you know?
I can probably name maybe like three, I probably did maybe, I haven't done many anal scenes.
Okay, the couple that I saw today, them bitches was taking it.
Yeah, them girls from overseas, they been on European chicks, though, to be taking it big time, though. They, like, I don't know, they, like, trained in the early 80s, angle or some shit. But them girls overseas, they come over here and shoot for us, they be pros at that shit. But it ain't no action.
Okay, and they look like it. Like I said, I got a chance to watch a couple of scenes. So I was like, damn. That bitch took that shit deep, and I was looking like, I was hurting while she was taking it. I'm like, oh, God, how'd she do that? Because, you know, I can't interview a person without watching some of their work because then I feel stupid if I ask the question and don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But this is a question.
I mean, but ain't it cool. Ain't it cool, but, you know, I prefer, you know, I'm a pussy man first, of course, so, you know. I'm not too much a big fan of anal, but I do like to see it. It looks good on camera. You know what I'm saying? It feels good, of course, too. But hey, I rather die in that pussy first.
Okay, I have another question for you, and this is for all the ladies who are listening, because you know they're curious. Are you available?
I'm available. Flat is always available.
So you're saying there's no one special in your life right now?
I mean, there's always someone special in my life, you know. But, Flat is always available, ladies.
And you know what? You're fairly. I was looking. I mean, is it true that you were born in 1981?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, ladies, y'all know that I can't even tell my age on this one because in 81, he don't want to know how old I was. Definitely had been around for a minute in 81. Wasn't out of high school yet, though. Wasn't in high school either, so I guess I'm still okay. Well, Flash, I'm getting ready to take you to the V-spot, so are you ready? Because these questions, this is where I'm completely uncensored, unfiltered, and I'm going to ask whatever comes to my mind, and you never will know what happens. So are you ready to go to the V-spot, baby?
Okay, the V-spot is just like what? I mean, it's going to be aired online?
The V-spot is where I'm just going to ask you anything that comes to my head.
Okay.
I'm going to get all up in your business. And if it's a question you don't want to answer, all you got to do is say, I pass on that. You know, it's my area where I don't have any scripted questions. It might be whatever comes to my mind. So are you ready?
Go ahead, baby.
Okay. Being that you are Flash Brown, and I've had a chance to check you out, sweetie, my question is, when was the last time you ate a good pussy? That wasn't on scene. I'm talking about in your private life. I ain't talking about your public life, baby.
Talking about 3 days ago.
Wow. Sounds like a lucky bitch.
Yeah, I love eating too. I love eating pussy. I'm very good at it. I'm very good at it. I made her come within like less than a minute. So it was like real quick. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Alrighty then. See, bitch ain't trying to come on the air tonight, which I will be coming later, everybody. But not right now, because we're still in the V-spot. Wow, you know, now you got me wondering. See, I didn't think that visual was going to take me completely there. Okay, my next question for you is that when you're doing a threesome with a female, do you love pounding that ass while she eating the pussy, or do you just want the other bitch to sit back and watch?
I want her. She better have some in her mouth, her hand on something or something in her mouth. I don't want her sitting there doing nothing, looking dead. I want her to be involved too. Also, so she better find a tiger suck or a head squeeze or something, a kiss or something. She better be involved.
Okay.
No watching. No watching.
And my question to you: do you like to watch or do you like to participate when you're with two females? Do you like to just sit back and watch them do their thing, or do you like to be all up in the action with them?
I mean, a little bit of both. I like to, you know what I'm saying, at first to observe what's going on. Like if it's a threesome, whatever. Yeah, I'm going to sit back in the cup for a minute, chill, have me a drink, you know, a gar, sit back and watch them play with their pussies, slap themselves around and whatnot, you know, and then once I get aroused to my point of, of getting ready to pound, and see, I'm going to go there and handle my business, enjoying the action.
All right, then, so you're a little bit of both. My next.
Yeah.
You know, my mind is like going in wonderland. Do you like them screaming or do you like them quiet?
I like it. You know, I like it like a vocal. I want her to be a little vocal, but I don't want her motherfucking like screaming her head off. No. It's just too irritating. But
okay,
I mean,
so you don't want the neighbors to know your name, huh?
They already know my name. They got my DVD in their bedroom, so there's no need for all that name calling like that. But she can scream, she can do a little thing, but not too loud, not too much to be irritated. But
and
I just have fun, let it go.
And when you're fucking, what is the favorite thing that you like for a woman to call you? You know, because we all,
daddy.
For me, so you daddy.
Yeah.
You daddy, huh? Okay, so are you a rough or a gentle lover? And when I say that, are you the person who's like grabbing that hair and pulling it back, or do you just like?
I'm more so kind of smooth and gentle kind of cat. And when we do porn though, you know, of course you gotta be kind of like more kind of physical with them, more energetic, more pounding. So I switch it up a little bit with both. I try to do both in my scenes where I be kind of gentle, smooth, caressive type kind of guy like I am when I'm offset. And then when I'm on set, I put two together, that and the physical part too also, to be more energetic with it. So I mix it up a little bit.
You know, you got me. I'm over here fantasizing right now. You know, I'm trying to get up out of there. I'm still thinking about this dick. I ain't going to lie to you because I even had to put it in the closet. I couldn't even have it out. I was like, shit, I can't be looking at that. That damn thing is big. So I'm going to apologize because the dick keeps taking. I mean, a few weeks ago, the boobies had my damn attention. But having boobies over the phone and dick in person is a big difference. And I'm just saying I'm a little distracted by the dick. But before we come out of everything, tell my listeners how they can contact you or where they can find you at online.
Well, online, you can catch me on my blog site. Right. Well, actually, I have a website, flashbrownproduction.com. That's down right now because I'm in the middle of a new project right now, my production company, to put out more new and more better movies and film product to go on that site. Towards clips and different sales and toys and all that. So that site's going to relaunch maybe in the fall of this year.
Okay.
My blog site is up. It will be updated sometime this week, but it's up. It's www.flash-brown.blogspot.com. And you can also catch on my Twitter. My Twitter account is at flashbrownx. My Facebook account, everybody got those too. Facebook is the only Flash Brown. Correction. Flash Brown, the only. And my Instagram is flashbrownxxx.
So it's not someplace, it's no place they can't find you at. That's good to know. I know my listeners want to find you, and I know they want to listen to you. And I'm definitely thanking you for coming onto the show tonight. And I apologize for our technical difficulties because
no problem.
No one anticipated that while the show was going that we was going to lose the whole show. Normally I just lose my mic or something every now and then. But I lost the entire show for about 5 or 10 minutes. So
Okay.
I have to apologize about that.
Yeah,
but
we'll come back and do it again, no problem.
And I really appreciate you coming on. And, you know, as I say, you know you're listening to V's After Dark where everybody comes. So do you like coming when you're listening? That just came out so fucked up, and I apologize. Okay, do you like to listen? Because tonight, like I said, my toy demo will be you, and I'll be doing that in about 10 minutes. But people, you've got 10 minutes. This is your time where you're allowed to call in and ask anything of Mr. Brown. You can call 646-716-8041. And for those of you who said, what the fuck up is this bitch's squeaky voice? Yes, it's still squeaky. I'm recovering from this past weekend. But while I'm waiting on you guys' calls, I'm going to ask Brown some questions that are not in the V-spot. So they're just general questions. So there's nothing I'm going to catch you off guard with, baby. I know that you did AdultCon a few weeks ago. I got the message about that. What are the different expos that you anticipate doing this year or the different events? Where are some of the places that people can find you this coming year as far as the different spots in the country?
For the award shows, I'm going to go to the this year I'm going to attend the Urban X Awards. I believe that's going to be, this year's going to be held in Atlanta.
Wow.
The Urban X Awards. So I will attend that. For the conventions, I believe they have another AdultCon convention later this fall in Vegas. I will be attending that too also. And I mean, you never know. I mean, it all depends on how my schedule is and where I'm going. And like I have to go to the UK overseas and shoot for my production company, and also shoot with some companies out there for I believe next month or no, in July. And, you know, I mean, it all depends on how my schedule looks like and what's going on with that, my company and filming and all that, and whatever events that pops up that I'm free, I will attend it. And
so
I will
we might
tweet it, I will Facebook.
So we may possibly see you at one of these next two Exoticas, because, you know, there's Exotica Fort Lauderdale at the end of May, and then there's going to be Exotica in Chicago in July.
Okay. I'll be in the UK in July, I believe. So let me see, possibly if I might. When is it? At the end of July?
No, actually, it's the weekend of July 13th. And I know you guys are saying, you know, these days off. Yeah, I know, because I was supposed to do Exotica, and we took a break from that Exotica. But it's actually July 13th, 14th, and 15th this year in Chicago.
Okay. I got to hit some up north, though, because I haven't been up north, like Jersey or whatever, Atlantic City, Chicago, New York. I got to make sure we get some Flash Brown action up their way, too. So, yeah, we're going to see what's going to happen, though. I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, please do, because, like I said, I know my listeners would love to know where they can find you other than just on their computer screens. Yes, I know you guys are watching on the computer, because that's what most of us do, unless we go and buy them movies. I know I'm lucky I don't have to buy too many movies. They kind of give them to me because they know I'm reviewing them. But for those of you guys.
I didn't know that. I'm going to send you a few DVDs then.
Make sure, because when I'm reviewing, you know, you can shoot me a couple, sweetie. Well, you'll get that address off air because you know we ain't going to make that public. Oh, y'all
right.
Thought y'all
getting
my address publicly?
Y'all got my dick, so y'all got my dick, I think. I can't. We got to make some arrangements for that, too, to get the real thing.
I don't know if my other half will appreciate that. as they say, you just got me speechless because I'm like, damn, I just had to go through this damn, you know, all weekend. But I love my job, you guys. As they say, it's all good because that is why I am the toy lady, and that's why I have so much fun. And I have to thank you, Flash, for coming on, because I know we had some scheduling conflicts going on, you know, back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, we had to lock down the schedule. I think a lot of people didn't understand.
We made it happen.
Most definitely
not.
I want to thank you for coming on, because definitely we knew that locking in you guys, and I'm talking about the entire adult industry, locking you guys into a date is so hard to get you locked in, especially when you have people like myself and other people who are booking people. So, you know, you've got five or six people who are booking their shows, and you got to pick which one to go to, and you try to say, well, who contacted me first? You know, and then you have to look at our shows when we're booking people. So I tell everybody, I appreciate it for all my guests. I want to thank you because me and you, we went about 3 or 4 weeks trying to get this show locked in because we kept going back and forth. Definitely thank you for coming on, because it was like, oh, God, what are we going to do? And like I said, I got a chance to, you know, checked out a lot of your work. Today I had to do some research, and I have to make sure I be on top of it so I don't look stupid when I'm doing these shows, because I look asking you questions and getting up in your business if I ain't seen the real deal. So like I said, I watched you pound some pussy. You was eating some pussy too. That's what I want to ask you real quick. And I know people say, did I not say I wasn't going to ask them? I'm going to ask this. I mean, you get deep up in that pussy, so you truly are, and I know you answered this, you said you truly are a pussy man, but on set, considering I know you guys have the cameras and everything around you, it's not just you say, oh, I'm going to go fuck her, because I know y'all got to make sure y'all have y'all angles right. How the hell is it, how the hell do you guys do this on camera, eating pussy where they get the angle right? Because, I mean, I know eating pussy ain't easy. You got to know how to grab the clit, and I mean, ain't nobody, at least for me, I would never be thinking about some damn camera getting the angle of my tongue being up in it or any of that. I'm serious. I'm just being honest with that shit, you know, because you got to make sure that they're making sure the camera angle is right, and I know somebody's like whispering like, no, grab the clip, do this, do that. And, you know, when you up in pussy, at least for me, when you up in it, you ain't thinking about that shit, but then I'm not doing nothing on camera. So how is it? Because if you're trying to make a bitch come and then you got a camera on her, on you too, how do you deal with that? Or how do you get that angle just right so that the camera ain't doing 5 million shoots and her pussy getting raw?
Yeah, you see her pussy getting raw. That was funny. Yeah. I mean, all aspects of what you're saying, you know, oh, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard. I mean, it is a profession. I didn't know when I got into porn, I didn't know it was going to be this much detail for ways like what you were saying about the angles, and you gotta have a cast and crew on set of full of 5 people to 10 people to 15 to 20 watching you. Lights, camera, action on you the whole time. And so it's not just like, you know what I'm saying, your typical night, you're coming from a club, you got some little fine little lady with you, you smashing them, doing your own little thing. It's a different thing when, you know what I'm saying, got the camera on you and they got to get an angle to be able to see what you're doing. You got to do this, you got to do that. So you got to come on the job with prepared, you know what I'm saying, and to have a good time, very important. But also, like I said, the angles and the knowing how to lead the kick correctly, like I like to do, and put her in the right positions and put her in mercy. I mean, you just, like when the camera's off, you know what I'm saying, you saying something about how can I make her come. I mean, when the camera's off, I ask her that. What is your type of position? What's comfortable for you to come in? And so, you know, I plot, I think it out, and I get a good angle to smash her in. Get a comb on. Is that simple?
Okay, good. You know what? I can't even say good answer because I, like I said, I'm not in front of that camera, you know. So I was just wondering because, like I said, fucking is one thing, but eating a pussy has to be totally different on camera just because you can't really bury your face the way you want to. At least I don't think you can. Like I said, I got quite a few friends in the industry, so I'm always asking them how they do it, you know, and what makes it so special, or how do they do it under all them lights. I mean, I do know about being in the studio.
And also depending on who really recording this shit, who directing it, though. You know, the skills of the camera guy got to be able to go in there and get that angle too, what you're talking about, so we can bury our face in their pussy, and so the fans can see it at the same time, you know.
I hear you. But we're coming down to the last 4 minutes of the show, and I know my listeners are waiting on that one thing that I do every week, which is that live toy demo. And for those of you who want a piece of flash like I have, I do have his toy featured on the homepage of the Toy Aviz After Dark. You can catch it tonight after the show at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. And Flash Brown, let me get the name of this one right because it was one of those I had to get the full name. It's Flash Brown Black Cock Edition. And it is available at V's After Dark on the homepage of the website. And it comes in this big-ass box. And it has him. It has on the box completely X-Biz Awards New Male Performer of the Year. So definitely for you guys who are wondering, is it true? Yes, it's on the box. And definitely one of those things where there's only I could tell you we only have a few left in stock of this, but if you want to have Flash in your house like I do now, go to the website, make the purchase. You'll get it within 7 days, you know, and you can have this dick like I do. So, baby, are you going to hang up or are you going to listen to the demo?
I'll hang around, baby.
Okay. So I'm going to put you on hold, and without further, and thank you for coming. You know, and I'll try to come back to you before the end of the show. So if not, thank you for coming. And everybody, this was the oh-so-sexy and big-ass dick. Flash Brown, thank you, baby.
Later.
You guys know how I'm doing it. We're down to the last 2 minutes of the show, and this is the time that you guys have been waiting for. Like I said, this week's demo is Flash Brown's His Oh So Fabulous Big Ass Dick, and yeah, this bitch is 11 inches. But your girl is going to do what she do best, and she's going to give you guys that live demo. For those of you who want to come, men who got to prepare, go get your napkin, sit back, listen, and let's see how I handle this, because y'all know I don't do too many dildos. Y'all know I'm a clit bitch. So this is one of those where y'all get a chance to listen. That's if I can ride it. Oh, damn. Bitch coming down on it. Oh, this bitch is big as hell. Oh. Okay, for all you bitches listening, if you can ride this, you're a good one, because this is deep. Y'all know if I'm saying this shit is deep, it's deep. But we're coming to the end of the show. I want to thank my guest, Flash Brown. And I want to tell you, tune in next week when my guest will be the fabulous Nikki Delano. It's been a great night. I'll talk to you later, babies.
Having me too, you know what I'm saying? If you need your bag anytime soon, let me know.
No problem. I definitely look forward to meeting you at one of the expos. I will be in Vegas next year. So that's one of the things I look forward to.